Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hi, Josh. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just kind of catching up on any of the work that came in over the weekend, you know, Monday. So.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good problem to have. I'd rather have too much than not enough, you know.
That's always true.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
Well, is it separate from Google? I know I filled out some stuff for the Google business to be, I guess, findable on maps, but I wasn't sure how the actual page worked.
Yeah, so we did see that, actually. You have a Google, you requested a Google verification just to verify the business's Google business profile. So it's the same but different. Like, we'll go into that Google business profile and actually do the optimization so that way you're on the first page of the search results. But we can only put you on the first page of the search results if there's a position available within your industry and area. So that's why we're reaching out to you today.
Okay.
So if you just type in like electrician, you'll see that map and those top three recommended businesses there. So I think the end goal would be, you know, when you're creating a Google business profile, would be to ultimately have it appear on that first page, because that's where 90% of your customers are going to look, you know, before they pull the trigger. Yeah. Or hire somebody. Most searches don't go past the first page. But not only did we see you were doing the verification, but we saw some other things that you were doing, like the Home Advisor by Angie's List, and we figured it would be, you know, good to start our search to fill the spot with a business like yours, because, you know, those guys, they get their leads from a Google listing that they have. They're actually on the first page of the Google search results. The Home Advisor by Angie's program, it'll have like 10 to 12 of you on their listing, and then they're reselling you the leads. The problem that people have with it, though, is that those leads will go to like four or five people. It doesn't just go to you.
Well, yeah. Matt, as I've done more research, I'm kind of getting more wary with Angie's List because of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what I've seen is, you know, people weren't actually ready to, you know, speak to somebody about a bid or a quote. But I'm going to give it a go, at least for a bit, and probably end up staying with the Google.
If you compare them side by side, I mean, it's two totally different ball games, because when they fill out the form on Home Advisor, like I said, it gets dispatched, so they know when they fill out that form, you know, that they're going to get contacted by three or four people. So they're kind of price shopping at that point. You know, the people who call you directly off the first page of Google are usually looking to get something done right away, you know. So you're getting different kind of customers, and they're calling you directly. You don't got to pay per lead or clicker call, so you know what you're spending, and you're not limited on the amount of opportunities that you'll get. You know, if you allotted like $500, for example, to a Home Advisor, and the leads are $40, $50, I don't think they're that high. Maybe they're $25, $30, but, you know, you're only going to be able to get so many leads throughout the month before that budget is spent.
I agree.
Yeah, so with this, it's uncapped. You know, we put you up there, your number's there, they call you directly as a live call. We don't get in between it or dock you based on how many leads you're getting or what we consider the value of the lead is. We don't even get involved in that. We just let you guys take it from there. Okay. So the placement, it's going to cover you for up to a 40-mile radius. You could kind of shrink it or cookie-cutter it however you like. If there's areas of towns you don't want to go, we can kind of use negative keywords so that way you don't show to those geographic areas. And then we also list you specifically for the keywords or services that you want to be found for. We give you about 15 different keywords. So like electrician, best electrician, electrical contractor, that would just be three of them, right? There's 15 total. So you can actually hand select them, but we do have a system called Google Analytics. which you may have heard of before. It's pretty well known, but it lets you see what people are searching in your area, so that way we don't really have to guess on which one of those keywords is actually going to get you some visibility and traffic.
Okay.
Do you have a .com website?
We do.
You do? Okay, perfect. So if you have your own site and we don't have to build one for you, that's good. I can do the Platinum Package Bundle for you. The Platinum Package Bundle would actually include all additional bells and whistles. It'll kind of turn us into like your one-stop shop for online advertising. Obviously, we're not going to duplicate your site or anything that you already have, but you'd have the first page placement on Google. You'd be on the first page of Bing. They have Facebook in there with Facebook ads, and there's about 60 trusted directories, so things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results would all be included in this package. And you can get clients from those too, but you know, most of your clients are going to come from Google. That's just, it's the number one search engine in the world. That's what everybody uses. Now, the Platinum package, it's normally advertised at $4.99 per month. So it's usually about that $500 range, but because of your new in business credit, if you want to come on board with us today and secure that local listing, I can reduce the price down to just $299. And then I can lock you in at that discounted rate, so that way you keep that pricing structure on a month-to-month basis indefinitely, or as long as you're with us. Assuming all your reviews come back good and nothing crazy happens in the process. But if I could approve a pricing structure like that at $299 month-to-month, I mean, it's about $10 a day. I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah.
You'll love it. I had no doubt. I'm like, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then this will be a totally different ball game for you. It'd be like shooting fish in a barrel. You're kind of battle-tested and been through boot camp when you're trying to sell those saturated leads.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Totally different when you have someone call you directly. So I know you already requested your Google verification. Did you ever get that 5-digit number on the back of that postcard that came in the mail?
No, I haven't gotten anything. I just did the Google verification last night, actually.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, because it says PIN requested, but it doesn't say that the verification was completed. So what's going to happen is you're going to get this postcard in the mail. It'll say Google on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back. It'll also have your business name. We'll need that 5-digit number when it comes in the mail. It's called your PIN verification. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. So we won't have to display your address or anything, but you know, we do need to have that PIN. That's a crucial part of it. And then, did you submit license and insurance and everything?
No, I didn't see that point. Maybe I missed it.
No worries. I'll get it over to you right now. So let me just create your profile. What's your last name, Josh?
Nelson, N-E-L-F-O-N.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Well, no, I have a partner. So that's, if it's going to be around, I think we said anything over 200, we were going to have to sit down and discuss it together. So I can't make a decision on this today without talking to him.
Gotcha. Well, we have the availability, and that's the major benefit. The last time we had a position available for an electrical contractor in this area was almost 2 years ago. So it's not an everyday situation. Is there any way maybe we could bring him on the line?
No, he actually is working another job right now.
So maybe I have to speak to him for around lunch,
Well, I mean, it is month to month, and you're not buying us anything long term. I mean, if you guys really didn't want to do it after the first month, you could discontinue it. But I don't think he'd have a problem with you guys getting calls directly off of Google versus paying per individual lead with Home Advisor.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm still trying not to overstep anything, so I'll still speak to him first.
Okay.
Is there a number that I can call back?
Yeah, I have a direct line and extension here. Let me text it over to you. You get texting on this line, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Get this over to you.
I mean, the only other thing I could do is if I took the Facebook ads out of it, I could get it down to that $199 pricing structure. At least get your foot in the door on the local listing. That way you guys don't miss your opportunity. And then if you wanted to add Facebook ads, we could always add it later. That's also another option. I just know, like, usually when guys say, hey, let me call you back,
we
end up missing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just because Tara is, like, down there with, like, 40 of my reps, and it's like a call center. And we're right across the street from Google as their partner. So usually Google will just send us a list of the qualified companies, and then my reps, they just call out into that area until the spot fills. So I know once I hang up with you, they'll send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill it. I know you want to talk to your partner, but I just don't want to run the risk of it getting sold in the meantime, you know?
Yeah. Let's drop it to $199, and then I'll go for it for today.
Yeah, we'll you'll love it. And it's month to month. So let's say, like, you know, this time next month, you say, hey, I want to add the Facebook ads. It's only $100 difference.
Okay.
Okay. What's your business email address where I could send the invoice receipt and everything to you in writing?
Okay. SundownElectricalLLC@gmail.com.
Okay, and can you repeat back the actual business address that the PIN verification letter was sent to?
1900 County Road 253, Clanton, Alabama.
I found it. Here we go. For some reason, it's just coming back as County Road 253. The 1900 isn't. Oh, here we go. There's two different ones. At 35046?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, that's what they had there, too. It's weird, though. The same zip code comes up as Dothan. Or is it Dothan? It's very odd. Okay, but it's Clanton. Okay, I got you. All right, and then what's the website that we're going to have attached to the Google Business Profile and the first page placement?
SundownElectrical.com.
Alright. Hyperlink this. Okay. Just to make sure it's got a bulb with a tree in it and some deer?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, the phone number matches. So that's definitely you. Alright, and how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
We could do 24/7 just in case we need to do trouble calls or something like that.
Okay, so emergency services available. Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got the business profile created. This phone number we're on is the best number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, that's actually linked to both of our phones.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to send you this form for Google verification. You have all proper license and insurance, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. You receive that text message there?
Just a moment. Let me look.
I assume Josh was short for Joshua, right? I automatically changed it to Joshua.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So the first one's my direct number and extension. The second one will have a link to your Google verification. So it'll say, like, to get your Google business profile verified, it'll say fill out the form here. And so if you click on that, that's the actual verification form. So this will go directly to Google. Now, none of the stuff that you submit on this form is going to be displayed to the general public. It literally just goes to Google, but they'll put a badge on your Google business profile. So that way, when they're seeing you on the first page, it'll tell the customers you're Google verified, and it lets them know that they've already checked for license, insurance, and you're good to hire basically right off that first page and give them peace of mind.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to fill that out as soon as possible. And then client interview. So we're going to want to interview you just to make sure we're representing you properly. We want to be very thorough about the calls that you receive. We want to make sure they're qualified customers. The way that we do that is by cookie-cuttering the service area and then listing you for specific keywords. That way, when the calls come through, you know, they're in your area and they've looked up one of those services that you provide in order to get your number. The client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes to complete, mostly general knowledge information about your business. But we do ask for an hour window in order to complete the client interview. So what's your schedule look like today?
My schedule today is going to be a little bit jam-packed. I'm about to actually start a class in the next 10 minutes.
Shoot, okay. Well, I could definitely have you off the line in 10. I have like a 4 to 5 this afternoon, Central. Can also do earlier if you need. I have a 12 to 1. I don't know if you get like a lunch hour at that time or 11 to 12.
I won't today. What about tomorrow at early?
I can do 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll send you a text message 1 hour before, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, let me know when that text comes through. You could also call me directly or text me directly at that same line that you're receiving the messages from now, that 877 number.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
I'll do it with debit card.
Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Under mine.
Okay. So Joshua Nelson. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that's being PIN verified?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, 4355.
4355. 4512. 4512.
6106.
6106.
0576.
0576. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0626.
0626. And then 3-digit code on the back?
058.
058. Okay, and there's a security question in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives or vice versa if we want to verify your identity. So you have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Josh?
Baker. B-A-K-E-R.
Okay. Baker. All right. I'll try to move fast. I know you got about 10 minutes here. All right. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Sundown Electrical, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Josh Nelson, owner of the company.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
I am.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Josh, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I do.
You don't have to cancel anything you already have. We already know what you're working with. It's just more so like after today, we don't want you to add something where you might be like duplicating any of the online listings or paying for something we're already doing for you. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I have you on a month-to-month campaign, so you're not binded to any kind of contract. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, because we're doing your Google business profile basically from scratch at this point. But it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 6, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. It's going to be for our pro package, not the platinum. I've just basically given you everything in the platinum, but I've removed the Facebook ads in order to help get the pricing down a little further. It says when the term is completed, the agreement set up to renew each month on the sixth day, but it'll stay at $199. So that'll never go up or change unless you call in to add the Facebook ads or one of our other products and features. And it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle, and then we part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. Here is one thing, though.
Uh-huh.
We are working on a business account, and once it's opened, we'll want to shift the monthly fee to that account.
10 out of 10 recommend, and also get a good tax guy, good CPA. That way, at the end of the year, you could just print out everything on that business card, and he can go through and just write it all off for you, or take all your write-offs. It's a lot better that way than collecting every receipt. You know, I tell my guys all the time. If you do it through a personal, I'm like, always get a business account as quickly as possible. Having the LLC is also a huge advantage, too. You get all different kinds of tax incentives by having that LLC there.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I got your business profile squared away. You should have a text message confirmation there. It'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy. My direct number and extension is attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. So when you do want to change that billing, just give me a call. I could always swap it out. You do also have a tracking system that comes in the form of an app that'll be sent to you via email, and you can monitor and adjust your billing through there manually as well if you want to download that app to your mobile device. So you have options on that if you're not comfortable, giving it over the phone. So. I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. The overall success of your business is in our best interest. We're not going to make money unless you're making money. So if you do have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, take advantage of the fact that we have 24/7 customer service. So at any time, you can give us a call. You just dial the same number. You just hit extension 1. And then I'll also be here to kind of walk you through it in the setup phase. Once I see that you're already getting calls and getting the hang of it and reviews are coming through, I'll kind of just back off and let you do your thing.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up, Josh. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. for your client interview.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.